This is VOA. I'm David Byrd. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for flight training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who was an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, White House counsel Pat Cipollone said the impeachment inquiry was baseless. He added that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had ordered Democrats to proceed with articles of impeachment before the Judiciary Committee has heard a single shred of evidence. The president has previously refused to cooperate with the inquiry, calling the proceedings a hoax and a witch hunt. The Judiciary Committee is responsible for drafting the articles before sending them to the House for a vote, which is expected by Christmas. The impeachment trial would take place in the U.S. Senate, where Trump's Republican Party holds a majority. At issue is whether the president abused his office by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless Kiev started investigations that would benefit him politically. This is VOA News.